This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Wherever you fall on the spectrum of whether it was a good idea or not, the announcement today from President Biden that he's canceling some student debt, while a big deal for millions of Americans, does kind of dodge the root cause. Higher education in this country is incredibly, and that's putting it politely, expensive. In the past 50 years, tuition at both public and private schools has more than tripled. That's even after accounting for inflation. So Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reminds us now why tuition is so high.
Heidi Graham feels slightly ill when she thinks about the $83,000 she paid for her son to attend NYU just for this year.
The most my parents ever paid in tuition was $801, and I'm not that old. I mean, I'm 52.
Graham went to a public college in California. NYU is private, and her son wants to work in film.
Those particular careers, a lot of it is who you know. And it does help you to go to a more exclusive school, or you hope. Maybe I've bought into what everybody's selling.
One thing schools are selling, the faculty. Catherine Hill's an economist with the education nonprofit Ithaca SNR. She's also the former president of Vassar College. She says the wages faculty and administrators command have gone up in recent years.
If you break down costs, about 60 to 70% of costs are driven by compensation for people that work at institutions.
Colleges also provide more stuff than they did 50 years ago, like mental health services and career counseling.
Very large shares of the applicants are willing and able to pay those prices. If they weren't, schools wouldn't be charging them.
Public college prices are less eye-watering, but still way higher than they used to be. That's because those colleges get less money from the government now. Betsy Mayotte is president of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors.
All the states have deinvested in higher education.
Mayotte says colleges should have a bigger stake when it comes to the loans that students take out.
If it was up to me, I would hold schools accountable for anybody that defaulted on their loans within 10 years of leaving the school.
One downside of that is people who need to borrow might be less likely to be admitted in the first place. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.